And now for our weekly health segment. Today we turn our focus to wash, and that is water, sanitation and hygiene. So in South Sudan, access to safe and clean water remains a major challenge for many communities. A significant number of households will rely on retreated water sources, and poor sanitation continues to expose people, especially children, to preventable diseases. Now this makes wash not just a health issue, but a critical part of protecting lives and improving livelihoods. So joining us this morning, we're pleased to have Nyankir Ajengalor, Infection Prevention and Control and WASH Officer from the Ministry of Health. Nyankir is unable to join us today. I'm sorry for that. And we have Pamela Anyeth Bol, WASH Officer with the World Health Organization, and Chandapiwa Kativu, also a WASH Officer with WHO. We apologize that a representative from the Ministry of Health is unable to join us in the program. Good morning, Pamela, and good morning, Chandapiwa.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
Right.
Good morning, Irene, and thanks for having us.
Right. Welcome to the show. So I want to start with you, Chandapiwa. Apart from cholera, what other wash-related diseases should communities be aware of, and what can people do to prevent them?
Thank you so much. As you know, that we are already in the rain season, and during rain season, we have already seen our flooding within the communities, and we want to make the community aware that cholera, although it is a major concern during this season, or in terms of poor water supply and sanitation, communities and people should be aware that there are so other diseases such as waterborne diseases, includes acute water diarrhea, typhoid, hepatitis A and E, but also cholera. We also have what we call water-related diseases, which includes malaria and filariasis. We also have water wash disease that includes scabies and skin disease. Then we have also water-based diseases that includes histomyces, which is bilharzia. So the communities are encouraged to use soap, clean water, to make sure that the water they are using is boiled, to make sure that if the water they are using is chlorinated, they can use aqua tubs, they can use chlorine if they have, and also to ensure that they use latrines,
right,
proper latrines. If they don't have, they also use cut system to make their communities happy.
Right, and Chandapiwa, how do you know that your water is contaminated? Is it by judging from its color, or how do you know that?
Right. When water is contaminated, is that you also, there are three parameters. First, the color.
Right.
If the color is tepid, which is, it's like cloudy, you now start to suspect. Sometimes if it smells, the water doesn't smell.
Yeah.
And if it tastes sweet or sour, the water that is
there's a problem.
There is a problem.
Right.
So then you really know that it's contaminated.
Right.
And
right.
Action needs to be taken.
Okay. So let's come to you, Pamela. What can households do to ensure their drinking water is safe?
All right. Thank you so much for that question. I would like to start by saying that water safety at household is key. It's something that is very key.
Mm-hmm.
And household members need to make sure that the water is safe for drinking, well protected and stored in well clean closed containers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the rainy season, we get different sources of water, like streams are now running.
Yeah.
There is a variety of sources of water.
Mm.
Communities need to make sure that when they pick that water from the stream, it is filtered, boiled, and if they have access to chlorine, they can chlorinate it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, when we're using different ladles, like you should be able to use one cup to pick the water, especially if it's an open container, and another one to drink.
So you don't use the same cup and dip it and drink and then dip it again.
Yeah.
Right. You spoke about containers, and you know in our neighborhoods, communities, we use pots, zir.
Yes.
So how safe is that?
Zir is safe, actually, especially if you keep it clean.
Okay.
Whenever you are to refill it, make sure you wash it inside and outside, and have it covered always, every other time.
Mm.
And like I mentioned before, use one cup to pick and the other to drink,
right,
especially with our kids. we know they play and come and just dip their hands.
You find the cup with maps of dirty marks.
Maps of posho. Right.
Thank you so much. Now, we know that WHO works alongside the Ministry of Health. Pamela, from the minister's perspective, how can communities work together to keep their drinking water safe? You spoke about boiling it, and that's our number one challenge. Most of the family members, you ask why they don't boil water, they say it's too expensive to boil water. Charcoal, you know, all those things, and having to look for firewood, they feel like it's too expensive. So how else?
All right, so I'll start with the first part where you say that communities say boiling water is expensive. I believe every household cooks.
Yes, it does.
So once you're done cooking, the remaining fire can just put your water.
Instead of putting it out.
Yes, instead of putting it out, put your water, let it boil for about 5 minutes and you're good.
Okay.
So the other part of how communities can keep their water safe is, number one, they need to protect their water sources. In terms of keeping animals away from them, ensuring that the drainage, if it's a borehole, is clear, and when it's broken down, they can repair it and ensure that it's functional. Also, community members should work together to monitor the water points, and if there are issues, they should be able to report to their leaders. That is where water point management committees are very important in every community.
Right. Back to you, Chandapiwa. Can you just explain to our communities and water committees, as Pamela has said, that this is a very important link in our communities, how they can use water safety plans to prevent contamination and also improve water safety?
Thank you. Water safety plans are practical tools that help communities and water point communities to make sure that drinking water is safe from source up to the household household cup. What we mean is that at the source, the community have to make sure that the there are no animals that are also
sharing
the same water,
right,
and that the water source is also protected, and also that that same water source is also safe, out of reach of children, people are not defecating and whatever. Then from source, we have also the water point, where people, the source is where, like if you are drilling, it's a bore, or maybe if it's a dam, it's a, that's the source. Then we have a water point where we have taps. People come and collect water from the taps. They also make sure that the tap is clean, not contaminated, and people are, there are no animals.
Right.
And then from there, we also have transportation. In transportation, people also need to make sure that they are transporting their water in clean containers, closed containers. If it is a tanker, the water vendors, their tank is clean, and it's also chlorinated water. Then we come to the issue of household level. Of course, Pamela has already spoken about, water testing. But at household level, that's where we have major disaster.
Yeah.
Because the household water is not properly kept. So they need to make sure that it's kept in a closed container. They use, like Pamela said, use different cups with draw and whatever, and wash their hands and make sure that they take care of themselves.
Right.
And report any other problem, waterborne disease, if they have any problems.
Okay. Yes. And yes, Mr. Chandapiwa, just to be practical, we know at the grassroots, people live with their animals. So how do we make sure that we get clean water and we don't also deprive our animals, since we're not supposed to be sharing?
Thank you so much. We need to make sure that we demarcate, we fence our water, drinking water source, and also we create or we build what we call water drinking troughs for animals. So we separate, we clearly demarcate, but the only way is to demarcate.
Right.
And we need to, for it to be very effective, we need a water point committee, management committee in the community to ensure that these things is enforced.
Thank you so much. Right, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Pamela, back to you. What practical advice would you give to the communities regarding water quality?
All right. I think we started by saying that the rains are here, and when it starts raining, we expect the water quality to vary, to change, in that the rain is washing lots of contaminants and, you know, including fecal matter into the water sources. Yeah. Therefore, it's very important that we watch out for the water quality, like Chanda already mentioned, the four parameters that we look at, the color, the smell, the taste, etc. And for any of these, there are different treatment methods. Mm. Especially you can filter your water, and then I'll emphasize on boiling because it's the sustainable way, most sustainable way of keeping our water safe. And in terms of water quality, the Ministry of Health is regularly testing different water points to ensure that the quality is acceptable. Like Chanda already mentioned, tests for pH, turbidity, chlorine for the treatment water plants that we have in the different towns, and also E. coli, which is the fecal contaminant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Chanda, how can communities and other stakeholders contribute to better water management?
Community and stakeholders, they play a very important role in the issue of ensuring that the water is kept safe, the water is managed properly. Mm-hmm. Firstly, the community leadership enforces and assists in making sure that the water committee, water management committee, is active and is in place. Mm. They also encourage each other within the communities in making sure that the water sources are protected. Whereas the government, the Ministry of Health, government, and the implementing partners, they also can support through training, repairing, supporting with also skills development and some operation maintenance knowledge on how best they could maintain their sources.
All right. Thank you so much. And we come to a conclusion of our very, very informative conversation. I will want to start with you, Pamela. What are your parting shots or final remarks?
I'll start by saying that safe water, good sanitation, and proper hygiene saves life, and it's everyone's responsibility, from the households to the leaders, to ensure that our water sources are protected and everybody around us is well catered for in terms of good hygiene and sanitation.
Right.
So let's all be actively involved in ensuring safe water.
Yeah. Mchana Piwa?
Safe water, good sanitation, and proper hygiene saves lives. Everybody, when everybody works together, water sources last longer and remain safe.
Right. Right. Pamela and Chanda, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you,
Irene.
Oh, yes. And that was our weekly health segment focusing on water sanitation and hygiene wash, and the important role it plays in keeping our communities safe and healthy. So we're happy to be joined in by those experts to bring us to speed on the practical steps households and communities can take to improve water safety, sanitation, and overall hygiene. Remember, clean water and good hygiene are not just basic needs. They are key to preventing disease and saving lives.